Well, happy Groundhog Day, everyone. Hope you, I don't know if we're going to have more six more weeks of winter or we get spring early.
Yeah. Well, we can hope for spring early.
Well, the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is winding down. There's still activities going on into this weekend, so you need to get over there and check out the largest trade show in the region. They also have, of course, Chancey Williams and Tyler Halverson coming up this evening for a concert. Still some events to attend. Go to blackhillstockshow.com and check it all out.
And in today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? Well, it's just simple. You start with the best. Slotin Angus's 36th annual bull sale will be Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. They feature Man in Black. They have 115 bulls, 30 heifers. You're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event in Faith, South Dakota. Slotin Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 12th.
And we want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. Glad to have them on board here on the Good Stuff program. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, they have your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. And it's Groundhog Day, Kim. Do you have a groundhog story for us?
I do. Well, I have jokes. And so this is going to arm you. So you're well prepared for supper, for lunch, for the weekend. So you can tell groundhog jokes. How's that sound?
That'll work.
Okay. So Americans tend to think us Aussies are all dumb. But at least we get our weather information from meteorologists and not groundhogs. And what is a groundhog's favorite book?
I don't know.
I liked this. I remember when the kids read it in school, I read it right along with them. Holes.
Oh, where they were digging holes all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, a great book. Okay, Punxsutawney Phil makes conservatives out of all of us. Every time it snows after February 2nd, I rethink my position on gun control. I'm going to kill that stinking groundhog. Okay, Mike, what would you get if you crossed February 2nd with a Christmas drink?
I don't know.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Yep, yep, that should have been obvious.
Here we see the majestic woodchuck, also known as a groundhog, which begs the question, how much ground would a groundhog hog if a groundhog could hog ground?
Ooh, I don't know.
Good a question. Lot. Yeah. Okay. Darth Vader choked Punxsutawney Phil, saying, I find your lack of an early spring disturbing.
Ooh.
A groundhog tried to cross a well by burrowing under it. It didn't go over well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pretty bad. Okay. What do you get if you cross February 2nd with a puppy?
I don't know.
A ground dog day.
Oh, that's like ground nog day.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay. Now, this is a tricky one. Why did Punxsutawney Phil leave his home on February 2nd?
To see if he could see a shadow.
No, he needed to go buy some Valentine's Day cards.
Oh, that's right. Valentine's Day is coming up next.
That's right. What did Peppermint Patty ask Charlie Brown when they needed to start a campfire?
I don't know.
Where's the wood? Chuck?
That's right. She always called him Chuck, didn't
yep,
she?
Yep, she did. What happened when the groundhog met the dog catcher?
I don't know.
He became a pound hog.
Oh, no. Incarcerated hog.
Yes, there you go. Groundhog Day is a classic. It sure has great replay value.
I never understood that movie with Bill Murray with Groundhog in it.
I know.
You know, I remember watching that movie and I kind of dozed off. I wake up and the same thing's going on again. I went, well, I must not have dozed off. And then I might doze off again and I wake up again and I go, I don't think I dozed off because it's in the same spot again.
Well, what's interesting is that's really the movie. And what's crazy about that is I don't know why that keeps happening.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go back and watch it now.
Okay. Well, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noah.
Noah who?
Noah, good joke about Groundhog Day.
Well, I think you just gave us a bunch.
What happens if the ground log sees its shadow?
I don't know.
We'll have six more weeks of splinters.
Of splinters.
That was a trick. Did you catch that?
Yes.
We're running out of time, Mike, but I just can't resist. Here's a few more to wrap it up. What do you call a groundhog that plays volleyball?
I give up.
A ball hog. What do you call a groundhog that plays lacrosse?
I don't know.
A ball hog.
Oh, okay.
What do you call a groundhog that plays baseball?
A ball hog.
You're right. What do you call a groundhog who plays basketball?
A ball hog.
You're right. What do you call a groundhog that plays softball?
a ball hog.
I think you're right.
And now you know all about groundhog jokes because you were listening to The Good Stuff.